Well, first of all, I know that we all have pillows, and I have pillows. The pillow I have now is not my pillow, but I call it my power pillow. No other pillow compares, I can promise you. And this pillow, I've used it now for probably about a month, and it has given me sweet sleep. And let me tell you why. I'm gonna go into three specific things tonight. There's some others too, but these are just amazing to me. They've just blown me away. One is, and I was actually embarrassed. Thankfully, John spoke on Saturday and brought this up, and I'll tell you what I did. So I started drooling at night, and I go, oh my goodness, this is not good. Why am I drooling? I've never drooled before. What's going on? And I found out from John that what drooling is, what is happening is I'm going into REM sleep. And so I sat there and I go, oh, drool away, drool on, much as you want. If this puts me into REM sleep, hey, no problem. And so that was really great to hear. And then there was another thing. I have had an essential tremor for many, many years. In fact, my nephew asked my sister, this was quite a long time ago, he said, I'm really concerned about Aunt Addie because I think she might have Parkinson's. And my sister said, oh, no, her head has shaken for a long time. It's an essential tremor. Well, the other day, my sister and I were out, and it was just amazing. There was a point at which she looked at me, and I knew what she was thinking because I wasn't feeling the tremor. She said, Addie, your head is not shaking. Now, there are some that have more severe and less severe, and when I would be under high stress, mine would be more severe. But I have had a steady head. Can you believe that? I couldn't believe it. And so I've been kind of watching it every day, and I've been feeling, and I'll tell you how I knew something had changed. So on Wednesday, I went to my hairdresser and had my hair cut. Now, my tremor had been bad enough. She's a really good artist in terms of cutting hair. And it was uncomfortable and difficult for her because my head was shaking enough. So I was putting my hands up to my cheeks and holding my head so that she could cut. And she would move it, and I'd continue to hold it. But it was shaking so much. And I took my hands away, and she goes, Addie, your head's not shaking. And I really knew something had happened. Well, so that's two of them, my REM sleep and my essential tremor, which is gone. There was one other thing, and I'd never talk about it, but it always bothered me, and that was my eyes. Now, typically, the middle of the night, I get up and go to the bathroom. But I would keep my eyes closed. I would walk to the bathroom like I was blind. I'd walk back to bed like I was blind. I wasn't, but I hated to open up my eyes. And I figured if I have to open up my eyes, I'm only going to open them once, and that is in the morning when I get up. Why? Because they would hurt. And it was stinging, and I'd have to rub them quite a bit, and finally my eyes would open. But it was a process, and I hated it because it really was quite painful. Well, guess what? Now I rub my eyes once, and I open them, and it's not painful. It doesn't sting, and I'm ready to see the day. So I don't know. All I can say is this is definitely the power pillow.